Yes, the Matildas are live tonight from 7:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time on 10 Bold, and kickoffs just after 8 p.m. All the coverage will be simulcast on 10 Play tomorrow. And joining us now is the host of football on Network 10, Tara Rushton. Morning, Tara. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on this show. And firstly, describe the atmosphere on Saturday night, because it was the largest crowd we'd seen in Sydney Town post-lockdown.
Oh, it was awesome. It was really, really great. I didn't realise how much I'd miss live sport until I was there listening to the crowd. The Brazilians were rocking. The Matildas fans came full of voice. There was over, 15,000 people there. And it felt so great to have crowds back in stadiums, live sport back, people being able to celebrate together again. And after such lengthy lockdowns in New South Wales, especially Western Sydney, it was just great to have the people back and the fans back in the stands. So it was an awesome atmosphere. Hoping for more of the same again tonight.
Tara, I feel, and again, I don't even know why this is the case, but I feel like the stuff that's happened off the field recently with the Matildas has actually put this team under the spotlight. But it's built some more awareness, more support. Like, looking at the game the other night, people were there seeing, the commercials on TV, and a lot of my mates stopped and watched the game. Like, I just feel, and again, I don't know if that's a good thing or a negative thing, but in regards to the Matildas, I think they continue to get bigger.
Yeah, I think, it was such a shame, and I know that you mentioned it there, some serious controversy and questions into the culture. Sports Integrity Australia are investigating that, which is fantastic. The complaints process is open from the 1st of November to the end of Jan. There was a question mark. What is the reaction going to be like when they step out onto that pitch? Is it going to affect them? Surely they've had a really difficult time. They had to fly across the world, buy a security bubble, staying in their hotel room. And what was quite difficult for many of the women and young girls on the team that live and are originally from Sydney is that they could see their families in the crowds and couldn't lean over and hug them or touch them. And I think what really summed up the game, Alana Kennedy, who captained the squad, it was her 100th game, she stepped up to do an interview, and beforehand she was bawling. She was beside herself. I mean, she just played. She was back at home. She spotted her parents, her brother, her sister, her nephews and nieces in the crowd. And it was quite all-encompassing about the journey that the women had been on just to get here, just to represent their team, and also everything else in the background always going on. But for them to be able to turn it on, get the job done, almost come together, galvanise the squad and say, first and foremost, we're professional athletes, and what we've got to do in front of our home crowd is get the result. We need a win. This is how we're going to play. And they got it done. But I think a lot of the time, it's very easy to get swept up in the stories, in the controversy, and take away the human side that these girls are actually living away from home, haven't been home for such extended periods of time, and just want to see their families. And they could, but they couldn't touch them. And all they probably wanted to do was give them a big hug, which would have been really difficult.
Tara, the girls have got an amazing skill set, but to be successful, you've got to be consistent with your football. Are we getting to the stage where we can now rival the Americans and all these other high profile teams?
Look, as we saw in the Olympics, it was a record breaking performance. Our performance against Great Britain in particular was history making. But under Tony, we are seeing that there is this a little bit of a rebuild that the coach has come in. He's been looking after Matildas for a year. And under his tenure, there's been 13 games. 8 of those have been losses. And they've conceded 31 goals in the 13 games that they've played, which is a bucket load of goals. When you're coming up against, now it's the Canadas, the Swedens, the Germanys, they're all getting better. So we need to be better. The Matildas need to be better as well. So this period of playing the friendlies and playing Ireland, Tony hasn't shied away from tough opposition, but I think the big one is those defensive errors, the cheap turnovers, the whipping a ball in and hoping that Sam's there. I think you have to use your creative players. You have to be a little bit more formulated and tactical about it. Tony spoke about that, Gustafsson, post-match. Yes, he was happy for the result, but there's still a lot to work on. There's the Asian Cup in January next year, And then an eye, of course, on the Women's World Cup in 2023, which is here at home. But all the other teams, I mean, the countries, especially European countries, they've lifted, and Australia has to be better.
Tara, do we have the right mix of youth and experience? Because it seems to me at the moment we're happy to take that chance on the youngster, but are we getting rid of a few of our senior players too early, do you think?
Well, I think you will see by 2023 a couple of the older faces won't make the Women's World Cup, but when you look at this squad, Ellie Carpenter, who plays in Lyon, the best team, one of the best teams in Europe, you know, they're 37 points ahead any of the other sides. Ellie Carpenter made her debut in this team as a 15-year-old. She's 21 years old, and she's arguably one of the best players in the world. Plays the right back, bombs forward, engines for days. And a lot of these players made their debuts as 15 and 16-year-olds. That's why it feels like they're older than they are as well. Because we've been watching them for years and years and years. But there are the young players coming through. Kyra Cooney-Cross is one of them. She's just 19 years old. She's only started four times. She started against Brazil in midfield. And Mary Fowler, who's just all class when it comes to football, 18 years old, scored her fifth international goal in what was just her 17th appearance. We will see a couple more of those younger faces probably in the second half of the clash tonight against Brazil. But yes, depth does need to be built, especially when it comes to the back line and the defence, because that's been an issue for the Matildas, not just for the past year, but for a while now.
And Tara, while we should never understate the contribution that Fox Sports made to the game over a long period of time, how important is it that Network 10, free-to-air, has taken on board the A-Leagues and, of course, the Matildas and Socceroos coverage naturally as well, but particularly the A-Leagues heading towards its new era?
Yeah, it's so exciting. Look, just to be free and live on Network 10 and Paramount Plus, of course, it is a new era. It's a fresh one as well. Lots of younger faces, ex-players that have just retired that have still got their fingers in the pie when it comes to coaching as well. And it's just, we know that so many of the young junior burgers, you know, I've got kids and they're already playing football. They grow up playing soccer and football, and it's just being able to have more, so many more eyes on the product as well. And I think it's just, people love watching, you know, football. There's such a soft feeling in the heart. It makes you feel all soft and fluffy when it comes to Matildas, the Socceroos too, who hopefully will be playing in Australia next month. And then there's another FIFA window at the end of November. So fingers crossed the Matildas will be back here yet again. But so much love for the game, and it's great that Network 10 is part of it.
And we look forward to seeing you tonight from, 7:30 on 10 Bowl. Tara, thank you.
That's it. Thanks, gents.